Hi, and welcome to this week's Website Window. I'm here with Nazem, and you're a PM on the Websites team. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm the PM on the Websites team. I take care of security and enterprise features. I design them as well as do a few prototypes as well for some of the features. Sort of what I work on.
Cool. And you're here today to show us about IP filtering and IP restriction, mm-hmm. which is a really interesting security topic. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm getting this weird sense of deja vu. Do you want to just kind of outline what the security topics are?
Sure, absolutely. So there's two separate features that we'll talk about. They're kind of very closely related. One is called dynamic IP restriction, and one is called static IP restriction. And both these features are kind of, they're not new features. They've been around in IIS for a while. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure that people understand that you can use it on Azure websites as well. And as you know, we have so many new features coming out in Azure websites all the time that sometimes some of the sort of older, more fundamental kind of features kind of like get buried underneath. So we want to make sure that people understand. And these are like very easy to set up and extremely powerful features.
Great. So with the power of the features that you're showing off, what are the scenarios that you'd really use these features for?
Sure. So for static IP restriction, essentially what you would use it for is, think of them as very similar to file ACLs, right? When you have a file system and you have ACLs to lock down parts of your file system, static IP restriction is exactly the same way, except for your website. So you can lock down parts of your website to specific IP address, client IP addresses accessing them. And the dynamic IP restriction side of the house is, think about that as sort of an anti-denial of service mechanism. So what you can do is you can filter based on two axes together. One of them is deny based on request concurrency. That's how many concurrent requests are coming in from a client IP address to your site. And the other is based on request frequency coming in from a client IP address. So you know, how many requests in how many seconds do you want to configure to allow?
Yeah, so if anyone's using like a dictionary attack or something like that, they're going to be hitting it rapidly.
Exactly.
So after how many times do we want to give them before we like
absolutely
start denying their IP address?
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
So yeah, I'll just quickly show a demo of how this stuff works. So I have my little website that I've created using Azure Websites, and you know, keeping with the theme, it's another bakery app. I call mine the Throttled Bakery. Because I'm going to be demoing denial of service attacks. And so essentially all I have here, I've opened up this exact website using WebMatrix, so you can kind of see all the content is here. And here's my web config file. And the first thing that we will go and we will do is we will take a look at dynamic IP security. And this is sort of the anti-denial of service mechanism. And as you can see, there's like two things here, right? One is deny by concurrent requests. That's how many concurrent requests per client IP address do I want to allow. And the other is deny by request rate, which is sort of like what request frequency do I want to allow. So if you look here, I set it to pretty low numbers. Max concurrent request is one, and I'm just going to allow one concurrent request at a time.
Yep.
And what I've basically set for request frequency is I've set I'm going to allow one request every 500 milliseconds.
Okay.
So two requests per second is all I'm going to allow.
Yep.
Right? You know, one of the interesting things here is that I'm setting it absolute basic settings over here. You can actually make this a lot more complicated because let's say you have a load balancer sitting in front of your site. Mm-hmm. Then obviously all the client IP addresses coming into your website are going to look like they're coming from the load balancer.
Yeah.
In that case, we actually have a feature called proxy mode as well,
Okay. Which
you can just enable proxy mode, set up a whitelist for the actual IP address of your load balancer sitting ahead of your website, and voila, it's just going to start working.
And you do that right in the dynamic IP
security. That's right. You just do it right here. It's another parameter right off of this.
Great.
So, all right. So there you go. So there's. I'm just going to enable this. But before I save this out, you know what we can do is I have a little client. I'm just going to use wcat here, and I'm just going to make a bunch of requests to my site, right? And just going to just set couple of virtual clients, and just hammer my site, and give it a couple of seconds. It takes like 5 to 10 seconds to run this little thing. It's going to hammer my site with a bunch of requests. And at the end, it's going to tell me what happened. So you kind of see over here, I have a bunch of 200 status 200s, right? Mm-hmm. Just like 3 requests per second. My site's not being throttled at all, right? At this point, it's just letting me do whatever I want to. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just save this IP security configuration out. And obviously, WebMatrix will do its thing.
Saving a remote file.
Yeah, so it's just, I open up a remote site, so essentially it's just going to save it back all the way, publish it to my app,
great.
And it should just immediately take effect.
That's awesome.
I'm not even going to do anything, no restarting the site, nothing over here. We're just going to run the same test again and see what happens. So, you know, this test ran, and you got all 200s at, you know, what, 2 requests per second. So let's just try this again and see what happens. I'm going to launch my client, and let's see what it does. And nothing special. It was very simple. If you looked at the, you know, the configuration, this is pretty much all you put stick in your web config file, and you're off to the races, right? The only thing that you want to think about a lot is, you know, sort of what kind of request profile do you have for your website, right?
Yeah.
Is it like a personal blog site that you don't expect a very high volume to, right? If that's the kind of site, then you don't expect more than like 10, 15 requests per second, then set it accordingly, right?
Yeah.
And you know, one of the ways that I kind of evangelize is also, you know, it'll help you save you some money as well, right? Because you're not burning CPU hours anymore when you throttle incoming requests. So it's a great way.
Well, it depends on how long the requests last too as well, right? Because
you
could be downloading things from storage. Like, it really depends what the tool is that's getting used, but.
Absolutely. So here it ran this again. And now you can kind of see that it has like 14 200s and a whole bunch of 403s. So it's just immediately shortcutting the request and just sending a bunch of error responses, right?
And that response code, is that something that's configurable as well?
Yes, absolutely. So you can configure what kind of response code you want to do. You can even actually not even send a response code back if you want. You just do TCP resets as well. So we allow you to actually abort connections and reset connections as well.
Oh, cool.
In both, and this applies to both static IP restriction and dynamic IP restriction.
Great.
Right? So that was dynamic IP restriction right there. So now let's say, you know, I just made up my own thing, right? I mean, I have a little website, and I have this secure operation thing over there, right? and let's say I just don't want anyone to be able to access or order this, you know, amazing cake except from within Azure data centers.
Yeah.
Right? So how would I actually go about doing that? You know, it's pretty simple. It's just very similar to what we just did. So we have yet another kind of thing, you know, called IP security setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I done here is I added a location tag. And what a location tag basically does is it restricts the applicability of this configuration to a specific URL, root, essentially, right? And so this order/8 actually is the item, this one. The secure operation item is, that's the item, right? So when I actually click on this link, you'll kind of see like, hey, they're right there. It's order/8, right? That's the sub URL that's going to. So all I'm doing is for that particular location, you know, I'm going to just uncomment this out. For that particular location, I'm going to set up IP security. And what I basically said here is allow unlisted equals false. It basically says, hey, any IP address that I don't list in the list down here,
just don't
allow it, right? And the deny action I can customize this, right? Right now I just said not found, so it's just going to give back a 404.
Cool.
And what I basically said over here is, hey, allow IP addresses 23.100.0.0 with this subnet mask, which basically means anything in the 23.100 and any, you know, what, XX octets in the last two octets, just allow them. And essentially what this 23.100 is the IP mask for the data center that my website currently is in.
Okay.
Right? So all this is basically saying is, hey, this, you know, any client requests coming from outside the Azure data center, do not allow it. Otherwise, I'm good, right? That's sort of what it's saying. So I just shown you like a little while ago that it was working, and I clicked on this thing, and it just goes there, no problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's just quickly go and save this guy out and see what happens. So once it's saved, you know, we can quickly do a curl request and see what happens. And sure enough, you get a 404 now.
Nice.
Just look at it from the browser as well. Yep, sure enough, I get a 404. But how do I actually go test out if this works from within the data center? You know, and then this is the Swiss Army knife of Azure websites.
Well,
I'm
not going to steal your thunder, but
no, go
you kind of gave it away a little bit when you did the curl request.
Yes, I did. I did. So what I'm going to use is the SCM or the Kudu site. And it's a really nifty tool. You just bring up a command line, and you can just copy a bunch of tools in there. And so what essentially I did, I just copied curl in there, right? And so now I can launch curl from within the Kudu console. And obviously, since Kudu console is I think it disconnected. So yep, do this again. Let me just go kill this, and you know, gives me a way to show up how to access the Kudu endpoint. Right. All you do is you take your website, you paste it in, and right before Azure websites, you just stick in an SCM tab. There you go. And that's going to be a Kudu endpoint, right? And if you're already logged into your Azure management portal, it'll just automatically authenticate you as well.
Right?
And then you go to debug console, command prompt, and
so ironically, you don't actually have to browse to there because curl is already on Azure.
Yes, that is correct. Curl actually is already on Azure. So this is like this, my little test site, and I just dump all my tools in here. But so whatever you have, you know, just stick it in here. And obviously, from here, I could do the same thing, right? So it's curl tp on macvac. It was, I think it was web security.
Oh, you should be able. Is it in your
demo dot
clipboard?
Oh, I didn't save it in there. Web security demo dot azurewebsites.net/order/. Let's just do /order/1. So okay, we make sure that it works, right? All right, so just we'll make a quick request to something that should not be blocked, just to make sure that's working. Sure enough, I get back 200 OK. Mm-hmm. But now here's the real test, right? What happens if I, let me just clear this out really quickly. Oh, sorry, can't type. And now let's do /8. And this one should work here, because this is actually coming from within the data center.
Yep.
And so let's see if it actually does its thing. And sure enough, I got 200 OK. Whereas from the other place, I actually got a 404.
Perfect.
Seems to be working.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool set of features. And definitely would help out, especially the DDoS one in particular, would definitely help out. Something that you should think about putting around your login pages and things along those lines.
Absolutely.
Or just your entire site, depending on what you want to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, just setting up for your, you know, if you have a WordPress site, just setting up in your WordPress login page so that you don't get, like, you know, dictionary attacks against it is a great idea.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for coming on the website, Wendy.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome.
Right, thanks.
And we'll head back to our feature presentation.